What's tea, y'all? I know some of you are out there right now having a hard time, having problems in your relationships, having trouble with life, or maybe you're on social media swiping and swiping, thinking, why can't that be me? Why can't I do that? Well, I'm here to let you know that you can. This is Create Your Own Story with Terrell Garnett, where we not only help you create your own story, but we let you tell yours too. Let's get into it, y'all.
What's good, y'all? I'm back with another podcast, and I didn't inform you. I forgot this is one of the parts, but I never introduce anybody. I allow them to introduce themselves. So would you introduce yourself?
Well, how y'all doing? It's that girl, Shay Atkins, from that Houston, Texas.
Yes. I always felt like, you can ask anybody that I talked to, I always felt like I was supposed to be born in Houston. I'm a Cali boy, though. But I don't know, something about artists, like there'd be some artists that I'm just like, oh, I like their music, and then I look them up and I'm like, oh snaps, they from Houston, like no wonder I like their music. It's just something about, I don't know what it is, it's just something about the town, the city.
Yeah, that down south thing, yeah. We got going on. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm really excited to have you on my podcast. I don't know exactly what we're going to talk about, because again, this is your story. However, there's just so many songs that you have had out throughout the years that have helped me and so many people that I know. And then all of a sudden you just seem like you disappeared.
Yeah, I did.
What happened?
What happened was I gave up on everything. I was like, forget Shay. Shay is dead. You know, I was done, because I was having marriage problems. I'm divorced now. But during that time, I was having marriage problems, and he did a lot of my music.
Yeah.
So when it got really bad, like, wasn't no music getting done. And what I learned, you know, as I look back, is that I depended on being an artist, a wife, like those things with a title, you know, made me feel like I was valuable or special. I found validation in those things. So when it was kind of gone, stripped from me, I felt worthless. I felt like I had no value, like I'm not enough. And so I was like, well, I guess I'm done. You know, I'm going to go out here. And I became an alcoholic for about 7-8 years, turning up. You know, I never really had that season of turning up. But during that time, oh, yeah, baby, the turn up was real. It was trail ride, hitting them trail rides and just, you know, doing my thing. Mm-hmm. You know, I just fell off the scene.
How'd you overcome that?
I overcame it because, you know, sometimes you feel like you can make it without God. Because I was mad at him. I ain't talking to him right now, you know. So when I left the marriage, I jumped right into the arms with somebody else, which was kind of like getting rescued. You know, you rescuing me, you know, my knight in shining armor, which that didn't turn out good anyway. So, you know, he ended up walking away from me like after a year and a half into it. And so that was like the turning point, because that abandonment, all those wounds that I felt from the marriage, like this was stacked on top of that. And so I wanted to heal for real. Like, would I have to depend on a man? Would I have to depend on alcohol? I wanted to heal for real. And that was like my turning point, the wake up call. Like, you deserve better than this. Because if I would have kept on, it just would have kept repeating the cycle. Yeah. So that was 2018, summer of 2018, when I began my self-love journey.
Oh, that's cool. Well, it's one of the songs that I do want to play. And that's so crazy. So a lot of your music is kind of like was foreshadowing to this. I mean, a lot of your music talks about, you know, some of those things and how to get over it. And then you went through it. And
Yeah. And I was ashamed about that. Like, you know, I wrote a book called Get a Man, Keep a Man.
I remember that.
And I never I can't promote this. I'm losing mine.
Yeah.
So I was kind of ashamed to like even say I wrote that or put it out. But you know, I can still share those are words of wisdom that will help. Yeah. It's just, you know, it had run its course and a lot of damage had been done, and you know.
Yeah, I feel you. I know, because I remember 2012, you were with the book, you were supposed to release an album along with that.
I was supposed to. It never got done. That was during that. Yeah. I never got to finish the project. I was very disappointed about that. But it was just a lot of, you know, brokenness and disappointment going on behind the scenes. And so I kind of like just threw in the towel on it. It was just like, F Shay.
I feel that. Well, you said you started your Loving You journey. So before we get into more dialogue, I do want to play this song. And ironically, that's so crazy that that I'm going to play this song. So I was just like, okay, well, when I'm going to have her on the podcast, I was like, let me just make a playlist of her songs. That, you know, the ones that I like the most, and then I added the three new ones. So I have a playlist. It's on Spotify now. It's called Terrell Garnett Presents Shay Atkins Loving Me. And you're not gonna be able to see it, but I'll send you the link.
Okay.
You can't see it, but anyways, I'm gonna play the song Loving Me now. And it was kind of like, you dropped this in
2018, 19, summer of 2019.
Yeah, and I remember it came out. I was like, oh snap, she got something new, you know. So I'm gonna play this. My mom loves this song, and I feel like so many people can relate. And if they can't relate, then this is something that's going to have them focusing, you know, on themselves and stuff.
That's right.
So here we go. Here's Loving Me.
All right.
Shay Atkins, Loving Me. Love that record. It's so, just like with all of your music, I know, I remember, sorry to bring his name up, but R. Kelly has said, when you write life, you always have a career. And I feel like that's basically what you've done your whole music career, is write real life things. And it translates, because it's something that if you haven't gone through it, it's something that you're going to go through.
That's right.
So I do have some questions, you know, to get the dialogue going. But what I will ask you is, which mistake or lesson do you feel you've made, but that you still continuously have made?
One that I made that I still continuously make?
Yeah.
I don't want to say mistake, but I do struggle with confidence, you know, issues. I have to always, you know, continually remind myself and, you know, point to myself that I am enough, you know, because I struggle with that not enough thing, like all my life growing up. So, you know, I've done the work, you know, for 3 years, I wouldn't be here, you know, had I not done the work, because my confidence was in the negative, you know. So just continuing to remind myself that I'm enough, you know, is that struggle, you know, having that courage to do what I'm called to do.
I love that. So I do have a question. So I know that it's kind of, so I don't know if you've heard Summer Walker's new album.
I haven't.
Me neither.
okay.
like I skimmed it, but I was just like, it's not, you know. And then I seen like a lot of comments about like how people were saying that, oh, she needs London back on the track because the music's not as good. But my question for you, since you've been into, you were in a relationship with basically your producer you were married right. to and stuff, how, what would you tell these newer artists that are involved with their producer and like, you know, what to not do and what to do? Because sometimes, you know, if the relationship goes sour, then you can't do what you love anymore.
It'd be good to, you know how to write. But the important thing is to just never lose your voice. Your voice, your message.
I feel that.
As long as you have a voice, then you're going to be all right. No matter who you're working with.
I feel
you
that.
You know, because the music, what they say, music is what feelings sound like.
Yeah.
So if you hear something that resonates with what's going on, then let it spill, you know, share that. Give it some words, put some words to it.
I feel that. So what would you say the definition of success for you is?
See, my definition of success is totally different from what it used to be. It used to be, you know, about money, cars, and houses. But honestly, because of everything that I went through, I learned that when I'm in God's will, that's success to me. When I'm doing what he told me to do, being obedient and operating off of, you know, the ideas that he's given me, I feel like that's success. Accomplishing goals, no matter how big or small, that's success to me.
I love that. I love that. So what three words would you say describe you and why? Sounds like an interview question, huh? Like getting a job or something.
Yeah. three words that describe me. I'm going to say laid back, because I am, you know, my energy is naturally, you know, on chill.
Yeah.
Nurturing. I feel like I'm very nurturing to people. You know, like that warm blanket, you know, on the cold winter night, you know, that drink of water on the hot summer day. I feel like that's what my energy is. It's a healing, nurturing energy. And also loyal.
Okay.
I'm loyal. You know, when I say I'm going to do something, I stick with it, you know, as long as it's mutual.
I feel that. So if you had to get an award in the Guinness Book of World Records for one of your songs, what song would be in the Guinness Book of World Records and why?
Guinness. Baby. Because what's the Guinness about? That's like...
Guinness Book of World Records, basically, it's like the number one of whatever, like in the world. Like the person that's done the most of this, the person that, you know. So what song would you choose to be in the Guinness Book of World Records?
Probably Loving Me, because I want to be known for helping people love themselves.
Oh, I love that.
So you're probably that. Yeah.
That's kind of how I want, when I did the Create Your Own Story podcast, I kind of wanted to build something that people can, you know, get something from the people that are going on to help them on along their journey to
That's
freedom.
Right.
It didn't start off that way. The first version of this was called The Rundown, and I was talking smack.
Really?
Yes. And then I was just like, I felt like it was like, in a sense, like the Wendy Williams show, in a sense. It was funny. Oh. It was funny. But I'm just like, I have to keep so much up with what everybody else is doing.
That's
not something I want to do. It's easy for, you know, Wendy Williams, because she has a whole team of people and they doing that and they just give her a briefing, but I had to do it all myself, and I was just like, and this wasn't conducive to anybody in the world.
Yeah, right. But at least you tried it and you know.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And then I transitioned, because I am a certified life coach, and I at the end of the podcast, I'd always say something like positive or give some tips or whatnot.
Yeah.
And then people resonated with that. And I'm like, okay, well, let me do something different. And that's what birthed at the February of this year. I came out with the Create Your Own Story, the revamp of it. But it's been good. I've been able to have a lot of great artists on and just everyday people that have really been through some things. And it's really opened my eyes up to certain things. So I'm going to ask you this question, because 9 times out of 10, most people have the same answer, which I find is really, really crazy. But let me find the dang question because I done lost it now. See, there we go again. I can't even find it. See, this usually don't happen. Usually I have them on the top of my head.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. So what would you say your purpose in life is?
Healing, helping others heal, using my gifts of singing, writing, speaking, or whatever, you know, assignment God puts me on, you know, share my gifts and help uplift the consciousness of man to love and healing. That's what I do. Encourage and inspire.
I'm glad you gave an answer. Most people that I ask that question to, they don't know.
Oh.
Yeah. So they, I feel like everybody's always on the search to find out what their purpose is. And sometimes it could be right in front of you. Sometimes it's something that you're doing or something that you want to do and you're not doing. But I feel that, yeah, I feel like you're spot on. I mean, listening to your music and everything that you've done throughout the years, that, you know, that's exactly
what like I say, the assignments might change, you know. I do stage plays, you know, I have books. I get engagements to women retreats, like whatever, you know, just sharing my gifts.
Yeah, I feel that.
God open the door, go, you know, go with it.
So I know you said earlier on that you didn't, when you stopped doing music and you had your divorce, you kind of felt, in a sense, worthless. What would you say your self-worth is based on now?
I was definitely based on who God says I am. I always say, you know, it sounds like nothing, you know, when you tell people your worth comes from God. But if you can get that in your spirit, your whole life will change, because you will never have to rely on a toxic relationship or toxic situations. You know, you're not scared to let things and people go.
Yeah.
Because you know where your value come from. You know it don't come from there. So that's where my worth come from.
I feel that.
G-O-D.
I love that. So what would you say, what is the worst advice you've ever been given?
I don't know if I was given it, but I just saw a meme on it too, and I don't really agree with it. They say, find a man that love you more than you love him, and it's gonna work. And I just feel like the love should be mutual. Love is love. Either you love me or you don't.
That's funny.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I totally get that. It's funny that you say that meme. One of my friends. She's also an artist, and she always says the opposite: never get with a man that loves you more than you love him. But she, and the reason she says that is because she's had experiences that, you know, when that happens, then the man sometimes becomes a little too overprotective or controlling or certain things, and it could be a red flag.
But see, we call this stuff love that ain't love.
Yeah.
Love is what the word said it is. It's kind, it's patient, it's not jealous, it's not rude. So some of this stuff we kind of love, you know, we get it mixed up, and then we operating from our wounds too. That, you know, those are our wounds, you know, telling us don't do this or don't do that. It's just, you know, to try to protect ourselves from being hurt. But,
yeah,
you know, that's why, you know, the experience should give us the wisdom to see those red flags and not ignore them. Why? Because you're not scared to lose them, because you know your worth, you know your value.
Yeah.
So you have the patience to wait on God, because when God do it, it's going to be right.
I love that. Yeah, I feel like a lot of people don't love themselves, let alone, you know, find the love through God and stuff.
That's right.
So it's kind of, and then they get into this relationship thinking that this is going to solve their issues or solve their problems. Right. And it doesn't solve anything. At times it can make it worse.
That's why I'm so big on it, because the abandonment and rejection that I felt, I'm like, what is this, Lord? Like, it was so strong. Like, I just wanted to, I didn't know how to make it go away.
Yeah.
And so let me put some fast on that. I become an alcoholic. You know, I don't want to pray. Like, no, praying is done, you know. Let me do something, you know, to numb this pain real quick. Mm-hmm. But that got over, you know, and it didn't do nothing for me but self-sabotage and That's true. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So what expectations do you have on yourself now?
Just keep loving me, keep making deposits into me, keep investing in me, keep people around me, make sure it's mutual. Mm-hmm. You know, set boundaries when it ain't right, speak up, you know. Don't be scared to say no. Don't be scared to, you know, stand up for myself. That's it.
I love that. So I'm going to get into another song. I really wanted to play this song, and I haven't talked about any of these issues ever on the podcast, but I felt like it would be something good to get your perspective on and your outlook and how to, for people that have gone through this, how, you know, their journey. I know you're like, what are you talking about? But I'm going to play the song right now.
Okay.
Crying Out.
Okay, I should have known. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, and here it is, Shay Atkins, Crying Out.
Whom the sun sets free is free indeed.
So again, yeah, that was Crying Out with by Shay Atkins. That song is so deep. What would you say to men and women that have dealt with something similar and how to really overcome it?
I think everybody has their own process and it affects us all differently. So depending on, you know, how it has affected you, it would be good to, you know, talk to somebody, you know, a psychologist or, you know, a life coach or whatever to help you get through, you know, if it's blocking, you know, your relationships, a lot of trauma associated with it. You know, you got to do a lot of healing work. It's very important to do some forgiveness work and just really look deep into how it has affected you. And you got to, you know, go from there, and whether it be insecurities or unworthiness, how you view yourself, how you view sex. You know, you just have to go within and see how it has affected your heart and your spirit.
I love that. So what made you actually record the song? I mean, we don't ever hear songs like that, that talk about that and that realness.
Well, I've been molested. So, you know, I think I wanted to encourage others who, you know, have also been sexually violated. So, yeah, that's why, you know, I pretty much share my journey. So there's something that a lot of people go through.
Yeah. So, that don't talk about it. And they,
that's right. They might not talk about it, but they might hear, you know, the song and be encouraged.
So if life is so short, like we all say, why do you think so many people that we like put things off?
Because we don't see life as short. You know, we don't see it as that. We always think we have more time. Why? I don't know. We just, you know, tomorrow's not promised, and we should always have that on the forefront of our mind that I don't know when my last day. It's important for me to do, you know, what's in my heart, what's in my spirit now. Be a good mother now. Be a good father now. You know, do whatever's in your heart to do now. Tomorrow is not promised. Yeah. And we should have all learned that lesson. Yeah. You know, I just lost my brother in July.
I'm sorry to hear that.
He was 41, so
young.
You know, we're leaving at all ages.
Yeah.
And so we got to keep it on the forefront of your mind.
Yeah, my little brother, he was in a really bad motorcycle accident the end of September, beginning of October. And the doctor said that he wasn't going to make it.
Wow.
Thank God he did. Like, I just remember getting a text saying that, oh, yeah, like I had left from down where they were at, where he lives at. Uh-huh. And I get a text saying that they don't think he's going to make it through the night. And I'm like, what the heck? I shouldn't have left, you know?
Right.
And then the night passed and he started doing better in the morning. Like,
wow.
Way better. Started moving, started waking up. And
wow. So, God had another plan. Gave him another chance.
Exactly. And that's the one thing that I was praying for, because I'm just like, you know, people always say, like, oh, take me, not them, and stuff. But, like, in reality, we really don't mean that. That's just something to say. But I was just like, you know what? Like, I just want more time.
Yeah, more time.
Yeah, like that's the only thing I could ask for. And I was granted that. Thank God he's out of the hospital now, doing way better than the doctors expected him to be doing at this point right now.
Wow.
So we're about to have a God's miracle celebration for him next week or so.
Come on.
But yeah, so you really do never know. A car just pulled out in front of him while he was on his motorcycle. Like,
you can
go at any time, any place, anywhere.
Right, and it shouldn't take situations like that to make us remember, dang, yeah.
Yeah.
But sometimes it does.
Yeah, sometimes it really does take something so tragic for us to either change or realize certain things or forgive. I know there's a song that I had, Brenton and Christiana Cox on there, and they had this song called Life is Too Short. Actually, that's what the song's called. Or Tomorrow Isn't Promised. It's one of those things.
Yeah.
But it's so true, because we get mad at people and we hold grudges and then they may leave this earth and we, you know. And then
I think
a lot of times too, like, we get so mad at certain people while they're sitting over there fine. We're the only one mad about the situation and they're doing good. They're living their life and we're still holding on to certain things.
That is so true. And, you know, my biggest lesson, like, this will change your life too. If you're listening, If you can get this, this will just shift your whole attitude. Take nothing personal. Take nothing. Don't own the actions of others. You know, when we think people are intentionally out to hurt us, we get that attitude. You know, we get that anger, and sometimes they do. But at the end of the day, you got to understand that anybody walking around whole and healed is not out here intentionally trying to hurt nobody.
Yeah.
So it's still not, it's their wounds. A lot of people are operating from their wounds.
Yeah.
Their pain is making their decisions. Their wounds is making their decisions. You can't take that personal, but what you can do is set up a boundary.
Yes, I'm here for the boundaries.
That'll change your life, I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm. Well, that thing. Do some knowledge on them. That's going to be the clip right there when I
take nothing personal.
When I run this ad, that's the clip right there.
That's right.
Because that's so true. I feel like we do take some things so personal. And a lot of times people are doing things to, in a sense, better themselves, not to necessarily hurt you. And in the crossfire, you get hit, you know.
That's right. It don't have nothing to do with you. They in self-preservation mode. And you might be a part of the, you know, attack.
Yeah.
From them trying to protect themselves, you end up getting hurt. Just got to move out the way and keep it pushing.
I love that. So if you could listen to one album for the rest of your life, what album would it be and why?
One album. I can't. One album. It'd be hard for me to do that. I don't know, Lord. It might be I can't think. It might be some jokes. I don't know.
I feel that.
It might be some Jodeci or something. Some, you know, from back in the day, because I like a lot of 90s, you know,
same way.
R&B. That's
really what I only think I listen to.
So it's hard to answer that.
Yeah, I couldn't answer it either, so I just want to see what you was going to say.
No, I can't.
I would say, though, probably, it's so hard, but if I had to choose one album that I do listen to that I feel like I could listen to cover, is Full Moon by Brandy.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So I feel like I could listen to that from cover to cover, but I don't even think that's my favorite album, so who knows?
Yeah.
That just came to mind right now.
I'm more of a playlist, you know.
Same. I'm the same way. So I have a question that I ask all of my guests, and you may be able to answer this with the quickness. And it's somewhat, people get so stumped, but if you had 10 minutes with God, what would be the one question, just one question you would ask him?
I really don't have no questions because, you know, I spend time with him every day.
Oh, I love that.
So, it's more of a gratefulness. Like, if I had that, what you want me to do?
Yeah.
Like, talk to me. Like, you know, tell me, you know, if I can actually hear his voice speaking. Mm-hmm. That's what you're talking about?
Yes.
Like,
if you can get an answer.
In our voice, like, give me clear in direction where I won't be confused. Or, did he really say that?
Yeah.
What you want me to do? Okay. You know, something like that.
So, would you say, because I find people sometimes that they go on their own paths and they feel that God is telling them something, but sometimes, like you're saying, sometimes we get confused and that's not exactly what God was wanting you to do. What would you say to those people, or have you had that experience where you thought that you're supposed to do this and then you realized that, oh wait, that's not what I was supposed to do?
I think I might not have been confident in it. It's not that he didn't tell me, but I probably, because of, you know, that confidence thing.
Yeah.
You know, I think what it helped us is, and I just saw Chandler Moore post this about purpose and assignment. You know, God gives us different assignments that's going to help, you know, on our journey as we live our purpose, you know. So in this season, like, what is God telling you to do right now? It could be through a divine idea. Mm-hmm. It could be, you know, you feeling, take this course in your spirit, or start a YouTube channel, or like, get closer to me, you know. I want to, like, whatever it is, like, what is he saying now? Because that is a part of your purpose. That's a part of your journey.
Yeah, I feel that.
It's your assignment.
Like, with
this season.
Yeah, with the podcast, like, I was so against it. I didn't even want to do a podcast. And everybody was telling me to, and I'm like, no, it's not for me. Like, I liked doing one on somebody else's, but it's not for me. I didn't think I could do it. And then finally, on, I was just like, you know what? Everybody's telling me to do it. Let me just lean in a little bit. And when I tell you, everything just fell into place so smoothly, so easily. And I was just like, oh, I was supposed to do this. Like, there was a reason
like
for
stuff
me.
Like that. And like me, I have a podcast called The Self-Love Journey.
Oh, awesome.
And how that started, I never, because I was scared to go live. Like, like, I'm scared to go live. But I was talking to somebody in my dad's kitchen last August. And as he was sharing his story, it just came to me to go live. Like, I was like, would you be willing to share your journey, like, on Facebook? And he was like, yeah. So that was his first time ever doing something like that. And he was my first guest, like, on the Self-Love Journey, sharing his journey. And that's how my podcast came. Like,
that's awesome.
So I had people from different walks of life come on and share their journey to self-love.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So that's the idea. God, I believe that God gave me that, you know, for this season to help others that's struggling with their, you know, self-image and self-worth to help encourage them. So it could be something like that.
That's, I love that. So in terms of music, are you going to be releasing a full-length project, EP, or?
Probably. I mean, probably not. Because, like, right now, you know, as y'all know, you know, I have to start over, you know, from zero. So right now, I'm blessed to be able to do a single here, a single, that, you know, that I could probably put, you know, the song together to create a EP or something like that. But it's just been pushing our singles.
Well, it's helping.
The time will come.
So there's one song that I was going to play. I'm not going to play it. Thank God I have it, because I realize it's not on social media anywhere. Hold on, let me tell you the name of the song. And I'm like, yeah, it is. And my mom's like, no, it ain't. And it's not on. And I'm like, oh, it's not on no music platforms. But it is. I just want to make sure I got the name right, because I'd be butchering song names. That album, I guess it was off the first album. Hold on. Now I can't find the song. I know I have it though. Oh, now it's gonna. Where is this dang song at? You're the Only One.
Lord, how you find it?
I've had it for years.
Baby, y'all never released it.
Oh, okay, that could be why.
Hey, I don't know.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you where I got it from. I've had it for
I don't know
since 04, 05, 06, one of them years.
Wow. Yeah, you're the only one. Come on now.
Well, I guess I will play it then, since no one else is going to be able to hear it.
They won't.
Here we go. Here's You're the Only One.
Okay.
Oh, wrong phone. Oh. I got two phones for this exact thing. Please hold. Here we go.
So far, I've only come up with two.
Come up with two.
I never thought I could find a love so precious. But that doesn't count, cause the only love I found is in you.
So I'm back at one, where I started from.
I'm trying to get up to three.
But it's too much confusion. This is my conclusion.
That you are the only one for me.
Yeah, your love is so strong.
Said I can't count past one.
I just can't make it to two.
I can't make it.
You're everything all in one. You're my mother, you're my father, you're my doctor, you're my lawyer. You're the sheep that covers me in bed.
She that covers me.
You're my sun up in the sky. You're my moonlight every night. You're my pillow when I rest my head.
Grateful.
I'm so grateful for your love.
I'm so grateful.
Cause it is
sent from above. hard at times. But who said it would be easy, easy? And I know I've told a few unspoken lies, but I never told them to believe me.
Oh, no.
But it was you who forgave me for all my sins. Even though it wasn't you who I lied to, it was my friends. That's why I know I can trust in you to be all I need. And you're the only one for me.
So, yeah, you guys aren't ever going to get that song. So if you ever want to listen to it again, just come play this podcast.
Right, because, yeah, I got to go through my email.
Oh, I can send it to you if you want it. But
yeah, send it to me. Yeah. I might. Hey.
Yeah, I'll send it to you. But, yeah, I didn't. I thought it was released, so.
Nuh-uh.
Back, you know, everything was leaking back in the day. Like,
yeah, you can't find it nowhere. I mean, I might have put it on a mixtape or something, or a free download or something, but. I don't know.
Oh, that's crazy. I thought when I went to go put it on there, I'm just like, wait, what? Why isn't this? I couldn't find it to put it on the playlist because it's one of my favorite songs. And I'm just like,
I never released it.
Oh, well, that's good. And I love the second verse when you say, I've told a few unspoken lies, but I never told them to believe me.
My.
Yes, yeah. That used to get me far when I was in high school.
Wow.
But yeah, so what would you say though that how did you know you wanted to do music? How did you know that this was something that was supposed to be for you? Like, how did you get into it?
My ex, because, you know, first I wanted to make it as a, like, an R&B singer. I was trying to make it. I had the same manager as Destiny's Child, Miss Andrea Tillman, rest in peace. And so she passed away, and I was, you know, real discouraged about that. So, you know, I was more just like in the background. I wasn't trying to be in no forefront. Mm-hmm. Like, I come to the forefront because it's a part of my gift, and my gift forces me to have to come. But if I had to choose, I would be in the back.
Yeah.
So it's more of a, you know, just an obedience thing. And, you know, that fear will make you shy back. Mm-hmm. So it's just overcoming that fear. Overcoming.
I love
and
that.
Just knowing that I'm enough.
Yeah. And you said that was something that you, have you struggled with that your entire life or just?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, all my life, not feeling enough. Yeah.
So how I know you said with God and everything that you've overcome that, but how has that been, like, as a child or in high school and stuff like that? How has that affected certain things that you've done?
I just remember my mama telling me, I used to say I was ugly, you know. And just that fear of, it might have to do with singing. Because it seemed like I had my confidence moments. I was in a choir in high school, and I used to sing. Like, you know, at the programs, I was in a drill team, you know, getting it, marching. So I think I had my confidence moments. You know, some situations can strip you of your confidence. That's why I talk about us being like, you know, a flower. We have to make sure we get in that water and that sunlight. Obviously, if you're in a relationship that you're not being nurtured or watered, you're going to be stripped of your confidence. That's why it's so important to have the right, you know, people around you. So I think what you surround yourself with has a lot to do with if you're going to flourish or wither.
I was talking to somebody about that today. Who was I talking to? But I was saying something along the lines of, like it's true what your parents tell you when you're a kid or whatever, like the people that you hang out with, you'll start to feed off of them. You'll start doing the same thing that they're doing. So it is really important to be around the right people, the right individuals, because sometimes they can take you down a path that you don't need to go down or want to go down, and you just fall into peer pressure or whatever the case is, or just guilty by association.
That's right. And you can stay in an unhealthy, you know, situation, and that'll strip you of your confidence and your self-esteem, because you'll start saying, dang, I'm not enough for you to do this, or I'm not enough for you to do that. No, it don't have nothing to do with you. You go get with somebody that see your value. That's what you do.
And there's so many people.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. So, you know, like I say, a lot of it has to do with if you planted in that good water and that good soil and got this sunlight, or are you being dehydrated and malnourished?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Where you are.
Yeah. So how would you say for people that are in this struggle of being in the wrong situation, whether it be in a relationship or whatnot, what would you say What advice would you give them to get out of that situation and focus on themselves?
You just got to develop a healthy relationship with you. How, you know, you got to learn new knowledge. Learn, you know, like me, I have 5 books on self-love for those who, you know, was like me, who like, dang, what do I do? Where do I start? You know, I show you how to start. I give you affirmations that you could do, you know.
Awesome.
You got to invest into yourself. You got to, you know.
What are your books called? So
Loving Me.
Awesome.
The Self-Love Toolbox. From Heartbreak to Healing. One of them, how I overcame my addiction to alcohol. And I talk about the stupid stuff I did. Y'all get out of my dirty network. Like, I'm like, oh, I should, I don't know if I should have put that out there. You know?
And these books are on Amazon?
And the stupid stuff that I, yeah, it's a lot of them are ebooks. The only one that's, you know, you can order in the mail is Loving Me. But the rest is like $2.99, $3.99. Read it real quick. 10 Ways to Love Yourself. That's a free download.
Oh, that's awesome.
10 Ways to Love Yourself. Invest into, you know, learn what love is and what it ain't.
That's awesome.
You gotta learn new knowledge.
You do it all. You're a singer, actress, author. So I do have this question, and it's a good question because I like to see what people think. But if you could be in a room with 3 people and have a conversation with these 3 people, which 3 people would they be and what would the conversation be?
It's definitely gonna be Tyler Perry, Oprah. I want to talk about Ayanna.
Nah.
I love them.
And what would the conversation be about?
It's gonna be about just probably self love, life, quantum physics, like, you know, just I don't know about themselves, their journey, their life.
I'm surprised you haven't worked with Tyler Perry.
Not having
I just think around the time that you're huge and stuff like that, I just felt like that would have been an easy mashup.
I don't know.
Because around that time, I think he was just starting up too.
Yeah, probably one time.
Yeah, well.
You know, timing is so important on this journey. It's very, I would rather, you know, meet him late in life ready.
Yeah.
Then early on and not really ready.
Yeah, I've heard that from people too, that they said that they've had like certain industry deals and stuff like that, and just it didn't go successfully because it wasn't their time.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, talk a lot about why you do what you do. Mm-hmm. That's what's going to help you to endure life's hardships. Are you doing it for validation, or are you actually doing it because you feel like this is what I'm called to do?
Yeah.
You know, it's a different energy you give when you feel like you're trying to, you know, get attention or validation versus, dang, that was how to do this. No matter what, ain't nothing nobody can say to steer me out this, because I know that this is what God put me here to do.
Yeah.
You can't be swayed. The naysayers, there's nothing the haters can say.
That's so true.
You know, because you're not looking to them. Like me, I look to them. Earlier on, you know, I didn't have a lot of thick skin, so eventually it was chipping away at my self-esteem because I wasn't really fully confident anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand that. So,
but I'm confident now.
That's good. That's good. That's amazing.
In my purpose, yeah.
So I know you have a song. It's probably probably the first song I actually heard from you was Temptations.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to play it. But I feel like that song is something that the youth needs to hear. Cause I mean, I'm pretty sure we've had people that was fast. Like it ain't no different from then than it is now. But I just think that because of social media and how society is more and more that it's like they're not making it okay. But I feel like these artists, while they're not role models or they don't want to be role models, it comes with the territory.
That's right. Your influence comes with it,
So I feel like we need more artists such as yourself, or just more songs to say, you know, put it on lockdown, you know, like I'm not going to be tempted from you.
Yeah.
And then I know you came out with the part 2 that you never released.
Yeah, I did. Boy, you
got
on
that
it,
too.
Ain't you?
Yeah, I'm on
Boy,
it.
Boy, you know.
Yes, it's funny. I had it's funny because I've had throughout the years, I've had friends that are in the music industry. Just me being a fan have created certain relationships and certain things. So I have a lot of unreleased music from certain artists, and I always find out that I have stuff that they like. Oh, I didn't even have a copy of that, or I can't find that.
Yeah, I think that was on the mixtape.
Yeah, but yeah, I got that. Because I was looking for that to put that on too, because on the playlist too. But I'm like, dang, like I could put it on there, but no one's gonna hear it. Like,
that's right. It's not.
So, what's next for you? Any more books? Any more? Like, what's next for you on your journey in life?
And that's funny that you just asked me that, because I just did a video about what's next for me is what's now. Mm. You know, because ain't nothing wrong with, you know, ready, you know, to get to the next. Mm-hmm. But I think it's what's now is going to lead me to my next.
I love that. I don't think I've ever heard that before.
And that's what God spoke to me. Because sometimes you can feel like, dang, I should be doing more. But no, just do what God put me here to, you know, do right now. I just released my new single on my birthday.
Yes.
You know, Brighter Days Ahead. I'm a life coach as well.
Awesome.
You know. So just continue to, you know, to grow and be obedient and faithful over what God has given me now. Yes. That's right. What's next is what's now. Cause go get my new single.
I'm gonna play your new single, actually.
Yeah, you know, support me and get my books.
So I'm gonna play your new single now, Brighter Days Ahead. It's actually the first song on the playlist that I made. I'm gonna send the link to you. And y'all can get the link if you click right now on my profile at Terrell Garnett _ on Instagram. But here is Brighter Days Ahead. Brighter Days Ahead. Love that record. Before I let you go, where can people find you and follow you?
You can go to my website, shayatkins.com, SHEIATKINS, and it'll take you to all my, you know, social media platforms, all my albums on there, all my books, my self-love journey. You know, you can watch the episodes on there.
That's awesome.
Or you can come to Instagram and follow me at That Girl Shay Atkins, and youtube.com/ShayAtkins.
Okay, cool. Well, usually I do my outro music, but this time I'm actually going to play another one of your songs. It's one of my favorites, and I feel that it embodies you as an artist as well, one of your singles. I'll keep grabbing the wrong phone. This one is Free.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And I love this record.
Yes.
And here we go.
You know, it's nothing like being bound for so many years. But God broke the chains off my life, and I'm free now. And I had to sing about it. Listen. No one could see the pain I felt. No one could see me cry at night. It had my mind so many years, I had no joy in time. Verbally, physically, mentally, and sexually abused. That's what I was. I was messed up and confused. I thought I'd never see the day where there would be no. Strong.